Hello and welcome to the Tech on Toast podcast. My name's Chris Fletcher and I'm your host. Tech on Toast exists to connect hospitality to technology. Search for your best problem-solving tech on our marketplace, listen to both operators and tech experts on our podcast, or just meet up with the brilliant people who are helping innovate the hospitality industry as we enter a new era. Welcome to Tech on Toast. The Tech on Toast podcast is brought today by Point One. Point One offers the complete EPOS system for your hospitality business. From mobile order and pay and self-serve kiosks to restaurant and kitchen management, Point One has the solution. Head over to their website today to find out more and get in touch with their experienced team. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of the Tech on Toast podcast. And this week we have a special one because we're going all the way to Pennsylvania, USA. Hello, guys. We've got Melanie Brewer, CEO and co-founder of Away Together, joined by John Bucher, COO, co-founder of Away Together too. How are you guys?
Excellent, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I made the intro right, John. I think I did it right.
You nailed it.
And how are you guys?
Thank What's you for having us.
No, you're more than welcome. It's lovely to speak to someone who's not based in London. Normally, we're in our studio in a Brewdog in Waterloo, but today I get a day off and I get to sit in my garage in Wales.
Nice. Well, Brewdog sounds interesting, so...
Yeah. Well, when you're over next, I'll take you there. It's a great place. And obviously, beer and podcasting doesn't always go well together, but it can work on occasion.
It makes it a little bit more exciting.
And on that note, before I chat too much, introduce yourselves a little bit and tell us a little bit about you two and how this came about.
Sure, absolutely. So we are a married co-founding company. So John and I were on vacation, Chris, a few years ago on the island of Turks and Caicos. 7-day trip, 5 days, absolutely breathtaking, beautiful weather. The last 2 days was this torrential downpour. And for the first few minutes, John's like, don't worry about it. It'll be like a little tropical storm, 5-10 minutes, it'll blow through. Well, it didn't. So about 8 hours in, John looks at me and says, this is really dumb. Why can't we communicate with the really cool people that we've met at the swim up bar or at the restaurant? And so as we sat there kind of watching the raindrops fell, we grabbed a paper napkin from the little cabana bar and sat there and kind of drafted out the beginnings of Away Together.
That's insane. I mean, I love the fact it was on the back of a napkin, because often people say to me, I have ideas that are built on the back of a napkin. You actually did it.
We did.
We had to borrow a pen from the front desk manager.
Was that a sign of things to come, John, that you had to borrow the pen?
Yeah. We were planning on working on that trip, but it's worked out well so far.
Yeah.
And in essence, what does Away Together do? So you told me a great story when we first met. So yeah, regale us with that, because it's a great idea.
So Away Together is a way to connect not only to the accommodation, but the greater location and the other guests. So essentially the way that it works is when you arrive at a particular destination, you're geofenced to that area, that region, however it's defined. Typically in the islands, it's specific to the island itself. And then you scan a QR code, it locks you to that accommodation. So that way, when you pull up the app, it's, Joe Smith's Beach Resort where you're staying. What that enables is for the hotel to communicate with you as far as any sort of changes. Beach barbecue had to be moved, pool has to be closed from 2 to 4, whatever the case may be, with a simple push notification. What it also enables is secure guest-to-guest communication. So if Melanie and I arrive and I forgot to pack sunscreen, you just send out a simple message, hey, we're looking for sunscreen. Does anybody have any extra? Or, whatever the case may be, if you want to share a ride to the fish fry or to the airport, or is anybody else's kids driving them crazy? We're looking to start a volleyball
That's where
game.
I was going.
So it enables for that secure communication. And then the third facet, as far as the functionality, generally speaking, is that connection to the general location. So while most people who go to Barbados, it's easy to find a charter to go scuba diving, say, most people, your average tourist, your average traveler does not necessarily know that they can go on trips to go scuba diving and take part in restoration efforts for the coral reef. So it's that little added component, the off the beaten path that we specifically focus on. Now, that's not to say that you can't go on and find someone to rent a jet ski from, but yeah. We tend to lean heavier as far as promoting the off the beaten path stuff, like
the more cultural, historic
church tours, or if there's a local area that's of significance culturally, you know, whatever the case may be.
And the one thing,
go on, sorry, Mally.
Just to kind of piggyback off of what John was saying, one facet of the application that we were excited to launch, and we just launched it a few months ago, is the translation component. So to John's example of our kids are driving us crazy in the hotel room, who wants to do a pickup game of hide and seek in the lobby? Literally, kids can play without knowing the same language as the other person, right? So if you have a French-speaking family and a Spanish-speaking family and an English-speaking family, the mobile application will translate the messages, whether it's from hotel to guest or guest to guest, in the person's native language.
Wow. And I, when you first told me about this, we just got back from Cyprus a few months ago, and then we had an app actually it was the Tui Resort over in Cyprus, beautiful place. But it took me, I would say, 72 hours to actually get to grips with the app, which I then gave up with because it just, you know, the functionality just wasn't there. And I ended up having to queue at a kiosk in the lobby with everyone else whilst missing my day to punch in my dinners or whatever I was doing at the resort. But also what you talked about there, the cultural side of being away. Yes, it's great to be on a lovely resort and you kind of want to hang out and chill for a bit, but it's also a waste, right, to go all that way and then not see some of the cultural stuff around you and experience what they have to offer. And you're kind of fixing that problem very quickly, aren't you?
Well, and it's, I love that statement, Chris, because 72% of travelers right now are desiring to immerse themselves in the location that they're going. And it can be even something domestic for the United States, right? If somebody from Pennsylvania is going to Florida, they want to try the local cuisine. They want to try, they want to see a local event or activity. And same thing for international travel. They want to check out the local. Long story short, we took John's mom to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day last year. And I didn't care about finding a franchise there, right? We wanted to find where the locals go. Right. Yeah. Where can we go to hear the stories and just experience the actual real travel of Ireland?
And was it easy to do that? As in, so take away together, what does that process look like if you haven't got your app? How do you, I mean, I suppose it's lots of searching, right?
We ironically, going from using the trip to Ireland specifically as an example, we met a great taxi driver on the way from the airport to the hotel. And he said, here's my cell phone number. Just call me if you need a ride. We'll work something out. So we actually called him, you know, if you were here, you know, in Dublin or a particular area, whatever, where would you go? And he recommended four or five places.
Yeah.
So that was helpful. But people that don't necessarily have access to someone with that sort of local knowledge, it kind of leaves a void.
And that's what we're trying to bring all together on one mobile app, right? And some people aren't willing to initiate a conversation with a taxi driver, but may want to check out, to your point, something off the beaten path.
Yeah, no, I love that. And that's the point. You're right. Not everyone's brave enough to have that chat, right, to kind of peel the onion, as it would be, and kind of get under the skin of this thing. But what's interesting, I didn't ask you this to start, but I wanted to know, what is your background? Because you've kind of gone, you know, the back of the napkin thing makes me chuckle because it's how I build businesses. I've got some littered with some failures and some positive stuff in the past, but I have a very operational background in the hospitality industry, which led me to what I'm doing now. But what's in your background that kind of gave you lit the fire to do this?
So I work full time still. John is the first full time employee of Away Together. My background is all over the place. So it's mainly in marketing and public relations, Chris. I've managed political campaigns in the United States for over 14 years. Wow. I originally, though, started out in college thinking that I wanted to train Shamu. Then I realized that there was one Shamu and a lot of people who would like to do that. So I switched at that point to international business, where I got a chance to really experience the international cultural and historical components that goes into doing business all over the place.
And my background, when you look at a co-founder for a tech company, you instantly think of someone who is retired from the law enforcement industry here in the U.S. So I spent 25 years in corrections, policing, investigations. I retired last year, became, as Mel said, the first full-time employee of the business, which is a different background to come from in the
I've not met that with many of the Normally the co-founders are straight out of tech school, right? You know, they've got the similar backgrounds. But that's why when I first met you, I thought it was really refreshing. And I actually think the market sometimes can become a bit samey in what we're selling in tech. And I know it's difficult because you are building off a tech platform, but I do believe the story behind it and the people behind it are invigorating. That's why, you know, that's why I do this.
Well, and we appreciate that, Chris. And I will add the disclaimer that we did graduate from the School of Hard Knocks for technology and coding, because we literally tried teaching ourselves for an entire year how to code this. And then we realized why people get paid to do so.
I do own the book, Coding for Dummies, and it's aptly titled, but apparently I don't rise to the level of their definition of dummy. So.
And I suppose, and with your, because what you have got is bags of life experience, right? Without being rude, you've got great experience without being in your own companies, working for people and being around humans. And because I often find that actually, when you're trying to push something forward, you need to convince people and you need to drag them along for the ride. And that the persuasive part is probably the hardest part, where a lot of tech companies fail. Is that, do you think that's where you might have a little bit of advantage because of your experience in your careers?
I couldn't agree more with you, Chris. And honestly, our backgrounds have taught us that genuine relationships matter. And especially exiting out of COVID, it was obvious that if we just went to a hotelier and said, this is the must-have new travel application, it's only thousands of dollars per month, we would have been laughed out of the door, right? Because they don't have staff, they don't have the resources at that point. So we spent all of our time building genuine relationships with people. And that's what I think is giving us our competitive advantage. And that's from our background, right? John, as a police officer, had to defuse situations by being personable. And you don't get candidates elected if they're not likable in the United States. So I learned that the hard way.
It happens all the time. But I love that. And that's why I came off a call with you guys. And I said immediately to someone who works with me, I said, look, if that's when you're in sales or when you're trying to pitch something new, I said, if you can connect that quickly with someone who's on the other side of the world, on the planet, pretty much that quickly on a 15, 20 minute call we were on, I said, that's huge. And you doing that face to face, I imagine, is even quicker. So, yeah, if anyone's listening for a takeaway from this podcast alone, that alone, having that experience and having that know how to be able to understand that relationships build businesses, not the product at the start. The product will do it and you'll be able to lead by the product eventually. But right at the start, it's all about you two, right?
Love that. We like to think that at least. But yes.
You guys, anyone in law enforcement, you sit in the middle of the community. So it's important. And on that note then, so if I'm sitting there and I run a hotel or I run an apartment block or I've got any kind of leisure facility, how are you guys going to, I can see the advantages quite quickly, but how can you save me time and money? What's the best way, I suppose, in your pitch when you go in and talk to people? How do you get that across?
So some hotels, believe it or not, Chris, are still using paper notices to notify their guests of any issues, right? So they don't have the manpower to not only deliver each one of those paper notices, but that's just not a sustainable facet, right? So one push notification through the application lets guests know that there's been a change to the menu or to John's point, an issue with the pool. There was a recent article that was just put out. 92% of travelers understand when things happen, but like their experience would have been 100% better if there was communication behind it. So you get your family ready to go down to the pool, you got your pool noodle ready to go, and you get down there and it shut down. Well, your experience level just dropped a little bit. So not only, it was a really long way to answer your question, but not only is the application a more sustainable and efficient and environmentally friendly way to deliver those notifications, but it's also the ability for that increased level of experience, which then creates a repeat guest.
Yeah, for sure. Go on, John, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just going to add to Mel's point, you know, kind of the way I put it is I can't guarantee anyone that those pieces of paper are ever going to get read, but I can guarantee you it's going to wind up in the garbage somewhere. So why would you waste time and quite frankly, money? And we use Barbados a lot for an example, because that's where we started out primarily. And on the island of Barbados, one ream of copy paper is about $10. So when you think about that, the annual cost just on paper savings is massive.
Right. And I'll take it one step further, Chris, and then I promise I'll shut up and we can get to some of the other questions.
Oh, you carry on.
the ability for people, so we talked a lot a few seconds ago about the hotel to guest benefit, but if you think about it, if I like to scuba dive and somebody else at the hotel likes to scuba dive, but the people we're on vacation with don't, then that's lost revenue for that excursion company, right? I'm not necessarily reaching out to every single guest with, you know, without the application, seeing if there's somebody that wants to go diving with me. So it's also increased revenue with the concept of the supporting local businesses as well.
For me, that's a huge part of it. So you in a five-star resort in Cyprus from in Europe to go there from the UK with a family of five, you're talking around £6,500 to £8,000, which for anyone, no matter how well off you are, is a big investment in 2 weeks of your time, right? Or less than that, 10 days of your time. And I think what you talked about then about experience being poor, it's actually exasperated because it's not just poor if you're going out for dinner down the road. You've actually already invested £8,000 into this. So it's you don't treat it like a normal experience. You kind of, your expectations are elevated, right? And this is why the app that I used for an example before really annoyed me, because I wasted time. And I also am that person you described that I want to play tennis, right? But my 16-year-old doesn't really want to play with me because he'll destroy me. But I wanted to find another dad who had some spare time to play with it, you know. And it sounds silly, but it's a really simple problem. I often find the best products are fixing these really simple problems. So yeah, I think it's great. And how I mean, I'd flip onto that. When you're talking to hoteliers about this, how are you being received then? What's the immediate response, particularly with the people with the paper? How are they responding to it?
It's been very well received. Especially coming out of COVID, obviously a lot of these places that depend heavily on tourism really hit hard. So they're looking for, and they're dealing with a lot of staff shortages right now as well. So it actually cures a couple internal problems for them as well. So it can make things much more efficient for the, you know, the front desk manager, the concierge, the event planner, you know, whatever the case may be, depending on the location. So it, you know, when you already have one person doing the job of three, it takes something off their plate as far as, you know, guest notifications and all that, because it really is as simple as, you know, sending a text message, essentially.
Well, and one important thing to point out is it's one-way notifications from the hotel to guests. So it's not, we all know that traveler. I'm not saying any of us are that traveler, but, you know, you send out one message saying, hey, the pool or the mahi-mahi is going to be off the menu. It's going to be snapper tonight. And then that one guest who's like, well, what's the side with the snapper and how is the snapper cooked? Like, it doesn't engage the guest to hotel with two-way because you have to have somebody designated. Yeah.
Well, that was actually because the original beta version had the two-way communication capability. And one of the first complaints that we reached in a constructive manner was, well, then I have to have somebody on the other side of this to man those responses. So we purposely said, okay, we'll just make it a one-way message. You send out the message. If you have questions, see the front desk. Boom, done. And then you don't have somebody tied to a computer all day trying to manage that.
And in a lot of the Caribbean locations, the concierge gets paid a commission for the excursions booked. So we needed a way to kind of work around that for some locations. And then we're integrating a tool to kind of facilitate booking and whatnot throughout the application.
And the one thing I noticed when I went away this time, because we hadn't been abroad for a few years because of the pandemic, and was like the phone is like a billboard, right? So it's, and what I know, I was sitting around the pool with my son, I said, look at everyone. No one's reading a physical book. They're all reading tablets. They're reading their phone. They're reading whatever. Some people are trying to read a book, but most end up on their phones for whatever reason. So you do have that immediate response rate, don't you? And for instance, the aqua class is happening at pool 7 in resort 4, but you don't know about it because you're not by the bloody kiosk. So you can tell people that right immediately, right? And they can just waddle off and do the aqua class.
Exactly. Or if you're a staff person walking through the hotel and you see that every day for the last 3 days, there's a really cool group of people playing a pickup pool volleyball game. Why not send out a message saying, you know, there's going to be a volleyball tournament directly following? So you build that engagement, which then increases the experience level.
I love it. And I've been snooping as best I can into your product. And you've got some cracking features, so I'm going to read them out. You've got the geofencing, which I love. You've got the ability to manage F&B menus in the back end, so they can switch out their menus or rotate them across the week. Because obviously, if you're staying for 2 weeks, you don't want to see the same food every night. You can toggle that on and off as in terms of messaging, so you don't have to hammer people with messaging. They can decide what they get and what they don't get. And yeah, is this all built through feedback? I mean, you mentioned some feedback around the person being at the end of it at the start. Is that how you've built all the features?
So much feedback. And Chris, one thing that we are very familiar with are people are not lacking for their opinions, which was incredibly helpful during customer discovery. But we literally pulled over 2,000 travelers, over 2,000 hoteliers, 2,000 local supporting businesses of locations, and just really pulled pieces of everything that they were talking about.
And market research, because what you're talking about here is basically product research before you, I suppose, start building something. You've done it really well, from what I can hear in the early stages here. Would you pride yourself on that? Do you think you've done a really good job, a solid job on kind of understanding what the market wants from you?
We attend a lot of webinars, and the 95% of the reason they attend is just to get email addresses. Just from the attendees, from the speakers, from the presenters, from wherever we can pull that information from. And then we've taken a very grassroots approach to it-ish. You know, they get the initial email, and then they get a handwritten note if we can come up with a physical address for them. Just, hey, we'd love to talk to you for 10 minutes whenever you have time. So we've taken an approach. The last thing we want to be perceived as are, you know, used car salespeople, right?
Like, yeah. We're
not trying to sell you something you don't need. We're just trying to add on to what your current needs are. So as we do take that feedback and listen to all of that discovery and that, we really do take it to heart. Our tech team, and they're a wonderful group of guys, very, very talented, very professional. They're probably sick of hearing from us.
We're surprised they haven't blocked our email addresses at this point.
But. You know, they're based all over the world. So depending on time zones, it can be convenient for some and not so convenient for others, but they've been wonderful. So we are really happy with where we are. You know, we're also very, very much perfectionists, if you will. So we tend to, you know, debrief ourselves. Hey, what, you know, we leave a meeting. We had one this morning, as a matter of fact. You know, what went well, what didn't go so well, what can we take from this? You know, so that's the approach that we've.
And it can be an interesting conversation, right? Not to take it somewhere, Chris, but as a husband and wife team, like at some point, constructive criticism, if not delivered appropriately, turns into tough conversations over dinner on occasion.
we talked about that, didn't we? When we first met you, I said, you're the first couple, particularly married couple, that I've dealt with in terms of co-founders. And I imagine that does take the company discussions to different places, because you can shut the door, right? If you're a co-founder and don't live with your other co-founder, you can go home and essentially switch off, I suppose. But you guys, it's very difficult. You'll see something on TV or hear something on the radio. I don't know. Anything will trigger a conversation.
Tech on Toast is pleased to announce that HRC Hotel, Restaurant and Catering is returning to London on the 25th to the 27th of March, 2024 at the XL. Discover game-changing trends, network with industry leaders, and explore cutting-edge solutions that will elevate your business. Mark your calendars for an unforgettable experience, HRC, as this is where the future of hospitality unfolds. Don't miss out. To find out more, check out the website, www.hrc.co.uk. Back to the chatting.
It will trigger a conversation, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's brainstorming or to John's point, self-reflection. One thing on the last question, though, that you had asked that is an important feature. So one of the very first customer discovery calls that we had was with a gentleman, and he said very bluntly, I don't understand this product because I don't want to be on my phone talking to other guests during my vacation, right? Like I'm just not a phone person. So we integrated a facet of that after doing a few more interviews, we'll call it, with that demographic, age demographic. And so we created the toggle off option. So if you are checked in at Soho Hotel in Barbados and you want to hear from the hotel, you know, menu changes, whatnot, you can toggle off the guest-to-guest communication if you have no desire to do so.
If you're one of those rare people that actually read a physical book on the beach.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's true. And I would put myself as an independent traveler, potentially, as probably a toggle-off person, But with my family, I'm toggle on all day long because I want to know. I want to have the best experience I can in the amount of time I've got to spend in that resort. So I want to get as much. And you guys are going to help me do that. So yeah, I think you could build different ICPs, right, with different toggle on and toggle off people. But yeah, I'm definitely a toggle on.
And one other point, as we climb out of COVID, one of the major lessons that was learned was that especially younger travelers the whole virtual meeting, I mean, it wouldn't be possible for us to do this podcast, you know, across the Atlantic without the technology that kind of came out of the pandemic. So what we found is, especially with the younger travelers, number one, they've never walked a day on this planet without social media or the internet or a smartphone for most of them. So that's their life experience. And number two, they're tending to go places. They can work from anywhere that has an internet connection. So if they want to go to the Caribbean or Europe or wherever, you know, they can still work through the day and enjoy the local, you know, the location that night. So with that in mind, having a digital communication option no longer becomes optional because they expect it.
Yeah, and I think in Europe, right, because everything's so, you've got so many different cultures on your doorstep, you know, within 2 hours journey, France, Germany, Czech, Switzerland, wherever you want to go. There's what we call digital nomads over here, are these guys exactly like that. I mean, a lot of my team will go and work from a location in France for the weekend because they can. Because they can just get on a train, they can go, right, and they can do it. So the accessibility is brilliant. And I think you mentioned COVID there, and travel obviously over that period was horrific, and it you know, it really damaged the industry, but it's back, right? And I feel like I'm watching the news with the, I don't know if you know, over here we had a bit of a problem with air traffic control a week
we
ago.
Did see that.
Yeah, basically it didn't work, and some poor man was putting numbers in on Excel in the biggest thing in the world. But anyway, but yeah, so there was almost a flight and air shutdown, but there's been problems coming back into the industry, I think, going full swing. And do you think, because you're travel tech, right? That's what we would call you if we had to put you in a bracket. Do you think that tech is keeping up with the demand that's coming back after COVID? And what kind of things do you think will be exciting, I suppose, coming forward, if anything?
So in my personal opinion, and then I'll go into a way together. In my personal opinion, I think you see stuff like ChatGPT, the AI stuff, every different component. And while those things are arguably great, maybe scary on another level, but however you feel about it, they're too sophisticated, if you will, in my opinion, for some hoteliers, right? A hotelier doesn't have the time to sit down and figure out how to code something so a guest gets a generated response back.
Yeah.
So for a way together, we were extremely cautious at not making it too complex to make the lives of the hoteliers like harder, but we wanted to make it where the average traveler, right, the person with the family, the couple that is going, you know, on their honeymoon but still wants to experience the actual location, that user friendliness was key. And by looking at some of the options in the market, I believe that while they have components of a way together, right, you have some technologies that generate responses to guests, but they don't have the all-encompassing facets that we have.
Well, I think, too, an important point, especially coming out of COVID, the smaller to medium size, we call them boutique size hotels, you know, probably 50 to call it 200-300 rooms, don't necessarily have the resources to keep up with the digital demand, you know. So what we tried to also figure into the design is a way to make it affordable for these, you know, locally owned, you know, not necessarily your Marriotts, your Hiltons, you know, the big, you know, multi cultural companies, but you know, the mom and pop shops, if you will, that don't have, you know, $250,000 to build a digital platform.
Well, and to John's point, so our monthly subscription for the hotels is literally like $200 per month. So all it does is replace that paper cost, or all it does is replace that whiteboard in the lobby type of update. So you're, in essence, the biggest risk to hotels right now, Chris, is remaining in the status quo by doing nothing to improve communication and or accessibility of the greater location. They're not going to exceed the expectations that these travelers are hoping for.
And I think what I got from our first call, which and actually listened to you again today, was actually the revenue side of things that I didn't really understand. That actually, you, it's not just comms, is it? It is a revenue generator. And the fact I stay in a place called The Other House in South Kensington in London every week. It's like an apart hotel, a nice one. And they have your actual room number is a street address. It's really clever the way they've done it. And but I'm on my own. I'm a single traveler. I'm there working probably through the night. I probably appreciate having a beer or, you know, hanging out or doing, if they've got some kind of club going on, I'd probably do it. And I think Understanding that those people exist, which they know obviously, but actually having a trigger to be able to do something without being labor intensive to be able to drive them to a central point, I think is absolutely huge. So yeah, as soon as we get you someone in the UK, I'll be signing up for sure.
No, and we're appropriate, if you will. So, and every geographic location has something like this, right? Like Barbados has a rum fest. They've got a few culturally relevant festivals, if you will, every year. So when people are going to those events, why not put them in a subgroup bubble through the application so that way they can communicate, right? So not only can your hotel communicate with you, but Away Together has the functionality of if you're going to attend the Cropover Festival in Barbados, you can then also dually link to that. So you're getting, hey, main stage activities, rain delay, 15 minutes, go get the 10% off at Joe's Crab Shack, you know?
Love it. And what about customers then? So different types of people listen to this podcast. We've got obviously casual dining types, hotels, restaurants, bars, leisure centers, competitive socializing is another big thing in the UK at the moment, which I think you have over there, Flight Club, the darts guys, those kind of things. So what's your ideal customer for now, or where would you like to be?
Well, again, kudos to the design guys. They made the back end very customizable and it's very simple to kind of adapt. I mean, it's specifically designed towards the hotel resort community, but as Mel was saying, like individual events, we've seen particular success in as well. So the easiest example of that would be a wedding party. You know, people do destination weddings. They may be staying at different locations or they may be staying at the same place. They don't necessarily, if there's 200 people, you know, attending a wedding, they might not know each other necessarily. But to be able to say, hey, I have some downtime. Who wants to go play a round of golf? For that particular event, if you will, it's really easy to adapt to that.
And so we're currently in 81 accommodations. And just for purposes of clarity, we launched full commercial version in October of 2022. Wow. So 81 locations, and those are kind of spattered, if you will, from Jamaica, Mexico, St. Lucia, Barbados, and then a few in Aruba. But we're currently beta testing, we'll call it, in Saudi Arabia, who has a huge starting travel market presence, and then RV parks. So if you think about it, the RV recreational vehicle folks.
Right. Is that right? Is that our version of caravan? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, super loyal following. So if you get, you know, you just spent 12 hours driving from Pennsylvania to Virginia or North Carolina to spend the week with your family, and you get to the park at 10 p.m. and all your wife wants to do is open a bottle of wine after she gets out of the RV, but you forgot to pack the wine opener, send out one message, and I'm sure that somebody in the RV park would let her borrow the wine opener.
Yeah, brilliant. I don't know as big in Europe or specifically in England, but in the US, some of these RV parks, people literally, especially in Arizona and Florida and some of the warmer climates, they live there all winter. So they're there for months. Wow. And some of them have, you know, 2000 slots, you know, so you're talking 5 to 10,000 people on any given day.
So I guess
it's a big market for the US, and it's almost kind of a cult following.
So I guess moral of the story, Chris, we'll talk to anyone and everyone, whether it's event planners, hoteliers.
And for anyone listening, if you spend 6 months in a caravan park in England, you're in trouble. Yeah, but I think that's why I ask, is I can see this working across just where you've got communication breakdown, right? I suppose if you strip it all back, you've got a great way of pushing notifications out to people who need to be communicated to, who may not have that network already in place in that area. And there's a resort called Park Dean in the UK, particularly. I'll try to get an introduction to you guys, but they're really, they're huge holiday resorts across the UK for, you know, for families, 2.4 kids, that type of thing. But pools, tennis courts, all that kind of stuff. And they can kind of, you can camp there, you can stay in accommodation there. But again, exactly the same issue they're probably trying to solve with maps, I would imagine. Digital maps or paper map. I don't know how they do it, but I imagine that they would love to talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Maps are just another feature to the mobile application. So parks and hotels and resorts can obviously put a property map on there, but then there's ways to highlight specific events that are happening. So we'll talk to anyone.
Well, we'll give your details out in a minute. And look, and it's been really lovely catching up with you. And I'm waiting to go. I've been told not to go to Pennsylvania right in the autumn. It's for me, in our autumn, apparently I won't get home. Is that right?
Autumn defined for us is September through November, and it has potential of being absolutely breathtaking. You do not want to try the latter half.
Okay.
November through the winter months, probably March, April. We're right next to the Canadian border. So we literally get, there was one day we got 5 feet of snow in a 24-hour period.
I mean, I could lose my kids in 5 feet. That's quite good. And what does the future look like then? So this is an amazing product. And so when you said you went live, you were live in October 22, I think you said. How long have you been building for? What's the journey? How long has the whole journey been from the napkin to this point?
The napkin occurred in 2018.
Right. Okay.
We spent about a year trying to convince ourselves that we could teach ourselves how to code, as we talked
That's
about.
That's right. Before. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything shut down for yes. COVID. So realistically, we've been really focused on this, really driving it hard for
4 or 5 years.
Well, for 4 or 5 years, but you know, post pandemic was when we really. Well, I rewind during. The pandemic, we took the advantage of the lockdown as simply just reaching out to people, just yeah. introduce ourselves. Here's what we're looking to do. And that's when we did a lot of the discovery, and people were very receptive to taking the meetings, and that it was very simple. I think people were home, you know, they cabin fever. So they were happy to talk to people. So from that standpoint, it the timing of it worked, you know, as awful as the pandemic was, I'm not discounting that, but given the fact that we had to go through it, it worked out well for the business. So then once things started loosening up a little bit, that's when we actually got to go some places, physically talk to some folks, start beta testing. And then, as Mel said, the commercial version has been up and running since October.
Yeah, 2021, Chris, was a big beta testing year for us. So we launched in Barbados once they lifted the restrictions, as well as a few other locations to get that additional customer feedback from the application. And then the beginning of 2022 was applying that feedback. Middle of 2022 was making sure it was compliant with GDPR code, all of that kind of stuff, all of the regulatory stuff, and then launching in October of 2022. The question about the future, so one of our goals before the end of this year is to launch the after vacation experience within the application, right? So John hit on it for customer discovery. When people were at home for COVID, the nostalgia of travel, right? The talking to people about what they liked most about a location or why they travel is what drives people to travel more. So what we're integrating into A Way Together is you may have visited Barbados for a week, but when you return, you can live stream Bajan music, right? Or you see Bajan recipes within the application. So that way it continues that feeling
of travel. Never ends.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Until your battery runs out.
And or it starts snowing.
And the most important question of all this is, are you enjoying it? Because it's a big task you've taken on. Obviously, it's a relationship you're in anyway. And now you have another relationship, a work relationship. Are you enjoying yourselves?
You're giving me a look. I described being an entrepreneur like eating a really delicious cheeseburger, right? Like awesome 95% of the time, but so incredibly messy the other 5%. So,
it's a great analogy.
You know what I mean? But yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I think I mentioned when we were on the call before, our date night is literally a bottle of wine, a pizza, and a whiteboard. So
well,
works for us.
A napkin.
Yeah.
She lets me buy a
right, right.
something to write on. But it's I can appreciate the fact that this dynamic is not for everyone. It works well for us. So I would caution people to really talk it out before you put your relationship in the middle of a business type thing. So,
and customer discovery, a lot of people, and I know we're wrapping it up here, Chris, but if there's one takeaway, customer discovery is king, right? So if it's one thing to say, you know, X is really growing in the market, but if users are not going to use it, you're kind of dead in the water. So that's why we focus so hard on customer discovery.
And I think that lesson is a very expensive one for a lot of people, right? Who will just want to slog a product to death and keep going, because they have that inner belief that it's going to work. But if your market is telling you otherwise, then you need to stop very quickly. So, which is not what you're doing. I think it's brilliant. I love it. And I'm going to champion it wherever I go and talk to as many people as I can about this. And how do we get, so if anyone's listening right now and they're thinking, I need this for my hotel today, well, how do they get hold of you?
Probably the easiest way is our website, www.myawaytogether.com. They can find us on social media, LinkedIn. We're out and about, but the website would be the easiest way.
Or email. So it's john@myawaytogether.com or Mel, @myawaytogether.com. And heck, I'll give my cell phone number out. We're on WhatsApp. We're on everything. So it's 1-814-218-0563. And if those methods of communication don't work, you can always send up the trusty carrier pigeon.
We'll send them to Pennsylvania. And if they're really slow, we'll send them in November so they don't get to leave till April. There you go. All right, guys, look, well, thank you very much. It's been brilliant. And I think we could probably do this for double the length of time, but we don't have the time. So say goodbye and we shall see you soon.
Love it. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you very much.